Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran, 7-Eleven. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Remember, if you're going to be on the roads, don't go after 3 o'clock today. It's going to be a mess. And if you're going to be shopping this weekend, Black Friday, the busiest shopping day of the year. Cyber Monday, probably the busiest online shopping day of the year. Giving Tuesday, one of the busiest charity giving days of the year. Joining us in studio from the Better Business Bureau, it is Steve Burness. 7 out of 10 people shopping this weekend.
It is, and it keeps increasing every year, but Black Friday starts early on now. It's not like it used to be.
So well, I'm getting emails and tweets about deals right now.
We had them in June, starting in June, Black Friday deals. But again, this will be the most significant shopping weekend of the holiday season. That's why they call it Black Friday. It's when they start turning a profit. So,
what do we look for when we get emails and tweets and things like that?
The key is who's behind that emails. I mean, that's the problem, is people don't do their research, and they go out to these stores or they go online and they buy these, you know, great offers. And sometimes the offers it's more expensive than it was last year or somewhere else. So you have to do your homework ahead of time, making sure it is truly a deal. Because they say it's a door buster, doesn't mean anything. They just want to get you in there and then hopefully bait you to get in there and then switch you to something else when you walk in the door.
Do you notice, too, that speaking of the door busters, like you look at some of the things that they sell year after year, whether it's like the cordless wine opener or the you know.
Which always breaks.
TV.
Right, exactly. Or whatever it might be. But then the price is always, like you just said, Steve, it's always, say, maybe $10 more. And then they'll say, oh, it's a door buster, and bring it back down to what it should be.
Exactly.
And then at noon it goes back up.
Exactly. So that's where we get a lot of complaints every time after Black Friday from consumers who allege they paid more than it should be. And it was alleged to be a door buster sale. So if you do your homework ahead of time, knowing what you want to get, setting a budget, that's probably the best thing you can do. Going out there blind is really not going to help you at all, because you don't know what the value is. And if you can't try to compare two, you know, TVs, it's really hard to do, because some manufacturers only give certain models to certain retailers.
Right.
So you can't really compare.
While supplies last, right?
Exactly.
You don't
read
the fine print.
It could be one or two. So you got to read the fine print. The big print giveth, the little print taketh away all the time. So they may say great TVs, but only have one in stock or two in stock. So you got to be very careful in those situations.
There was a story last night on NBC5 about if you're shopping online, there was a guy that typed in Costco and accidentally put cost with an O in C-O. He put an extra O in there.
Sure.
But it went to the same website.
Exactly. No,
and it was a huge scam. Well, it wasn't their website, but it was a huge scam.
Yeah.
And they got his information and started charging his credit card.
I can't believe how many times it happens.
So these mirror sites.
Mirror sites.
Are
so
out
that's
there.
Why we say never follow a link, because sometimes they just put one different character in the URL and you end up going to a different site. As a consumer, you should type in the site. Don't go to some other site and be careful what you type in.
But he misspelled it.
He misspelled it.
You've got
to be careful.
Look at it.
You got to be looking at it. Make sure it's the right site. And you got to do some homework, because they copy it, Pete. It's really just a copy and a paste. And it makes it look like it's Costco's site when it actually is not. One letter, two letters. If Google, you put an extra O in, you'll get another search engine that looks like Google. It just, there's so many to keep appearing. But most of the time, we see the problems is when people follow links through emails or on social media. That's when you run into problems. Here, buy here. This TV's great. When you click on it, you don't know where you're going, and that can be a computer that has, like you said, malware and spamware.
Yeah.
That can start taking money out of your account. They ask for your personal information.
Is it okay still, especially now on Cyber Monday, not us, of course, while we're working, but online shopping is huge. It's funny.
Uh-huh.
I know. Wink, wink.
Right.
At 10:01, we're all going to do that.
Yeah, of course.
I said to my mom last night, I don't remember the last time I went into a store and just shopped.
Nobody does it anymore.
No, so everything is online. So is it safe to online shop? Do you always have to look for the little, the little lock?
The little lock, the HTTPS, make sure. But make sure it's the site you want to go to. Type it in yourself. There's a lot of sites out there that look like legitimate sites. And last year we had a big problem with products. There was a lot of fake companies that look like it was a true product. You can't tell the difference. It was a counterfeit items, and they were selling them, getting them from China. And if you go to Prada's website, it tells you what websites to stay away from. But consumers go online, they type in cheap Prada purses or whatever it may be, and they end up on these fraudulent sites just because it's on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
That's the key. They buy those sponsored links, which makes them go on top. And that's the first thing you see. You know, Prada purses half off or whatever it is, Prada items half off. You can click on it. It looks like it's a website of theirs, but it's not. It has a .ucl, whatever it is. You go to some other country, they want your information, and they take it. And sometimes they send you a product, but it's inferior. It's something from China that you didn't want to get. So counterfeit products is a big problem. So you really have to type in the keyword, or the URL of where you want to go. Don't let them steer you.
Who's shopping for Prada purses?
PRADAA. But when you buy something, do you guys notice too? So say you buy the Prada bag for a friend, not for yourself, of course.
Sure.
Then any website you go to, Facebook, Google, the picture will pop up saying, oh, you know, it'll be the advertisement for Prada. How do they know you're going to follow
you? Don't clear the cookies. They follow the cookies. Yeah. We suggest you delete the cookies all the time. This way they can't follow
you. But
you
already purchased the product and it still follows
you.
That's what
drives
me crazy.
Yeah, it
does. Give me something else to go with it.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, sometimes they don't know if you bought the product or not. They're just grabbing all those emails or all those, you know, things. They try to get you to go back on their site.
Steve Burness from the BBB in studio with us. What do you think of the money transfer sites like Venmo?
There's so many different those types of sites. You just got to do your homework and research as well. No, companies that you trust. I can't recommend one as the BBB, but we suggest you do some homework on those organizations. Check out the record with the Better Business Bureau and see if they meet your needs, because there's so many of those out there today and so many copycats as well. But
you got to be careful with those too.
You got to be careful. You know, credit card is probably the safest way, because under federal law, as you know, you have protection at least 3 months to protect yourself for fraud and misrepresentation. If you use a debit card, this is fine. We'd rather you not use your debit card. When you use your debit card and your money's taken out of your account or stolen, it's your money. And guess what? It takes a little while to get it back. It could be a month, 2 months. You'll get it back, Pete. But you can't pay your bills then because your account's been depleted.
So I have 90 days. Let's say I buy a product online and it's just a piece of garbage and they won't give me my money back. Do I call the credit card company and say, listen, they scam me here?
Yes, you can call the credit card company.
You have
directly.
90 days for
that? Yeah, to see if they'll take the complaint. Whether or not you'll get your money back, it's up to the credit card. Every credit card is different. But yes, file a credit card complaint. And that's why we suggest use your credit card, not your debit card. You have better, stronger protection. If you didn't get the product at all, you'll be in a driver's seat with the credit card company. They'll give your money right back.
Boy, cybersecurity is such a big deal. We heard yesterday Uber was
hacked.
They were hacked.
That was last in 2016, though.
It took them a year to come out. I mean, what can we do nowadays? I feel like we have something like this once a quarter.
Basically, there's nothing you really can do. I've been a victim of identity theft, as most people have.
I have too.
Yeah, you can't plan on it. Basically, you're being vigilant, is watching your accounts, changing your password. That is so critical. People don't change your password. Change your PIN on your ATM cards. We've seen a big problem locally. 21 stores here. They had the skimmers on their ATM machines that were reading cards.
Yeah, and the gas stations too.
Gas stations too. It happens all the time. It happens in hotels. It happens in banks. You've seen the recent one. They put a skimmer in a bank. So the guy walked in a bank and actually put a skimmer on inside of a bank. So
what?
You think you're safe in a bank. Sometimes you're
I
not.
I always shake it before I put my credit card in.
That's the key. You'd shake it, jiggle it a little bit and see if it falls out. Because they're not permanently fixed. They're done by Velcro. And there's also a camera. There's got to be a camera somewhere above your hand to see it, or somebody over your shoulder. If they don't have your 4-digit code, it's useless. Yeah.
Put
your hand over your hand.
I feel like banks are safer, but if you go into a convenience store and they have those standalone ATMs, you got to be careful.
You got to be careful. You don't know who's running those things as well, and they monitor. But it happens in banks. It happens in cross street at Walgreens. It happened in other places throughout the city. I think it was like 21 locations, if I'm not mistaken.
So they put this thing on, the skimmer on, and then they come back a day later and
Come back a day later, or sometimes they can read it. It has a Bluetooth, and it reads it right into the machines, and they have the camera watching, and they got the codes. They usually try not to come back in because they never know if the police are there waiting for them, so they actually try to use the Bluetooth technology. There's so many different variables. Basically, a card skimmer is a reader. So when you put your card through this, it reads your card, and it goes into the machine the regular way. So sometimes you can't tell, and it gets... Shaking it, jiggling is probably the safest way. But again, covering up your hand when you're doing your PIN, that is critical, because they need your PIN in order to get that money out of your account.
Can they still get your information from a hotel room key? I know a long time ago they said your information's on the
what?
Key.
No, that's that was a long time ago. That's gone. Yeah.
Okay, good.
That is gone, according to the...
I know, I still
now
freak
you're
out
scaring
about
me.
No, I still freak out about it because I was in Vegas a few weeks ago and I threw the key out. You know, because I know they make others, but I don't know. My mind always goes back to that. Oh, my information is on.
No,
what?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
That used to be in the old days.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You're safe
it's
with
the
it.
Old days.
The old days.
So to recap, the busiest shopping time of the year is happening, well, basically right now.
This weekend, basically, because you got, you know, Black Friday, you got Small Business Saturday, and then you got Cyber Monday, and then you got Giving Tuesday. So it's a big weekend. About 70% of the people will be doing something online or in the stores this weekend. So that's what the scammers know, that they go where the money's at.
Right.
So there's a lot of fake websites. Please do your homework. Check with the Better Business Bureau first, not after. How many times times.
So when you say check, what do they do?
Can they go online, type in the company's information, put BBB next to it, and see what our review on that company is.
That's it.
We go from A+ to F, and a lot of times the companies are F-rated. I can't tell you. This is my biggest frustration in my 30-year career. Oh, I did business company. I know about them. Yes, they're F-rated. Well, I wish I would have called you first. Go to Better Business Bureau. Read our reviews. We have a review site as well that's not filtered in any way. So basically, you know, they're just put on
right.
by the consumers, but it gives you an indication of the company. All the other review sites, you always have to allegate they're for profit and have the allegations of pay to play.
Sure.
You know, but our review sites are there. Complaints, if you have a complaint, please file a complaint with the Better Business Bureau. We have Scam Tracker now, as you know. We can track scams to your neighborhood, so you can yep. go onto our website, put your zip code. We can tell you exactly what's happening in your neighborhood in terms of scams. But if you don't fall for a scam and you see one, please report it to us. That's the most important thing.
Right.
A lot of people, I'll never fall for that. But guess what? Your mother may, or your daughter, yep. or your friends, family may fall for it. Get us in Scam Tracker. We can get the word out to the media, to the FBI, and the authorities to get these places shut down.
I always say thank you to Steve off the air and on right. air because he helped my mom, who almost was the victim of a locksmith scam. Right. Called Steve. He immediately said, do not go this particular
one.
Scam.
Right.
It was a scam. An F rating and saved her a lot of heartache. And yeah. obviously,
The operator of the van, yeah. we knew about them. Locksmiths are a big problem. Unless they're established centers, we suggest you not do business with the ones that are operating out of their vehicles because they have no track record and they
wow.
charge you triple.
I didn't know this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you got to go to the BB site. You can get a locksmith too. So your mom could have went to the Better Business Bureau yeah. site, put in the word locksmith and get a list of accredited businesses. Companies that we already vetted and meet our standards. So a lot of consumers don't realize we're a referral agency. So if you need a heating and air conditioning contractor, a new car, whatever it be, go to the Better Business Bureau site, type it in. We'll give you a listing of all the accredited businesses within a mile of your house, within 10 miles of your house. So those have been vetted because we vet them. And if they don't adhere to our standards, as you know, we kick out companies. So in the last year, about 180 companies were kicked out of the BBB or revoked their accreditation. We took that seal away from them because
right.
they live up to our standards. So that seal is trust. So when you see the Better Business Bureau seal, those are companies you can deal business with. But check it out, too, because people steal our seal. They put it on their website. They copy it as well.
Jeez.
So
your cell phone so I can just
you got my cell phone.
Oh, no.
Andre's got it. His mom's got it.
I want
mom,
it.
Yeah.
If Darlis's mother has it, I want
she does.
It.
Right. Yeah.
If people don't do their due diligence, they wouldn't fall
yes.
for these scams.
Right.
That's the key. My biggest frustration in 30 years, they say, I should have checked them out first with you guys. We have the information. Even Google. Put the company's name in Google and put
yeah.
the word scam next to it.
We're in a hurry.
Yeah. Fast-paced society, Pete. We got to get going.
We're
you know?
In a hurry. I don't know if this is comforting to have you in or you make me anxious. I don't know if it's a good thing, but it's good
help,
to see you.
So call the BBB first.
Yes, call the BBB or check them out online. The Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You as well.